and sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Death and destruction in Oklahoma. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
See it on TV, other places, and you feel bad for those people, but you really don't know it till it's you, till it hits you.
And many other home and business owners don't have much left in the city of Sulphur, one of several areas twisted apart by weekend tornadoes. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell's there.
Where we are, at least one person was killed in a bar, with several people also trapped inside. Two more lives were taken in Holdenville, one being a four-month-old baby, and a fourth person killed on I-35 near Marietta. The damage spans across 12 counties here in Oklahoma.
There's also a death amid the storm damage in Iowa. Parts of Nebraska also have tornado destruction. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Saudi Arabia before another trip to Israel for talks.
The only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
This after Israel hit Rafah with airstrikes, killing at least 22 Palestinians ahead of a planned ground invasion going after Hamas militants. But Blinken hopes that doesn't happen.
In the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah.
This is the anti-Israel protests rage on American college campuses. That's at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Police made arrests this morning at Virginia Tech, and four police officers were injured at demonstrations in New Orleans in California.
A pro-Israel rally went off as scheduled here at UCLA, but it was met with counter-protesters who came to demonstrate in support of an ongoing pro-Palestinian encampment on campus. Eventually, some, quote, physical altercations broke out after one of the groups breached a barrier designed to keep the two protests separate.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Former President Trump posted on Truth Social this morning, "Stop the protests." A new CNN poll gives him a 6-point lead over President Biden, a 9-point Trump edge, factoring in an independent candidates. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
This is Florida News Now.
An NFL player is injured after a mass shooting outside a nightclub in Seminole County. 24-year-old Tank Dell of the Houston Texans was among 10 people who were injured in the gunfire in Sanford. A 16-year-old was taken into custody. Dell was in Florida visiting his mother in Daytona Beach. Three men are dead after a targeted ambush at a birthday party in Pensacola. Escambia County deputies say shots were fired in the overnight hours on Sunday. All the victims were inside a car at the time of the party. A Miami man's facing a dozen charges, accused of threatening people and damaging cars with a machete before leading police on a chase during the weekend. In court on Sunday, Judge Diana Vizcaino read the long list of charges against 29-year-old Marlon Yanes Vail.
Court finds probable cause for 5 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
The judge set bond at more than $40,000. Candidates are set for several state and federal offices in Florida. And a first-term congresswoman faces a primary challenge.
Laurel Lee represents District 15, East Hillsborough, and parts of Pasco and Polk counties, but she was the only Republican member of Florida's congressional delegation to endorse Ron DeSantis over Donald Trump for the presidential nomination. Trump called on Republicans to primary Lee, and two are doing so. Veteran and PR executive James Judge and Jennifer Barbosa, who previously ran against Adam Schiff in a 2020 congressional race when she lived in California. All Tampa Bay U.S. House members will face either primary or general election challengers. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
The Florida Panthers have another chance to close out their cross-state playoff series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Cats lead the best-of-seven series 3-1 and host tonight's game in Sunrise. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
I hear radio and TV ads all the time concerning IRS problems, but do you really think that someone 2,000 miles away is going to solve your tax problem? When the IRS knocks on your door, who are you going to call? That salesperson on commission at that 800 number? This is Miami attorney Steve Klitzner, and if you're ready to take action and put these IRS problems behind you forever, call today for a free consultation with me, the person who will actually be responsible for handling your case, at 305-682-1118. I live here, I work here, and my practice is limited solely to representing taxpayers. I talk to the IRS so you don't have to. One thing is certain, the IRS will not give up, so why should you? If you're losing sleep over IRS problems, call me today and I'll get started immediately. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118. Or check me out online at FloridaTaxSolvers.com. That's FloridaTaxSolvers.com.
Spring into savings this month at Kia of Key West. Our featured vehicle is the 2024 Kia S Sorento. If you want a mix of quality, practicability, and performance, the Sorento is a great option. The S Sorento comes with standard third-row seating, digital touchscreen instrument panel, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Also, 8 USB charging ports. You get a lot of value for your money. KiaofKeyWest.com. And remember, Kia and the Keys just go together.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, Monday morning. It is already the end of April, 29th of April, as a matter of fact. May 1st just around the corner, and the time just continues to march on. So it is, let's see, we're going to just check conditions quickly. 76 degrees, we did have a slight shower a little earlier in the lower Keys and Key West, but 76 now, and it looks like it's going to actually be okay all day long, but a 20% chance of a shower popping up here and there, 82 for the high. Nice breeze and nice temperature, though. Tonight, slight chance of showers at 10%, 75 for the low. Tomorrow, 10% chance of showers, mainly in the morning, 84. Wednesday, slight chance of showers, 10%, 85. Thursday, slight chance of showers, 10%. And Friday, I'm already looking to the next weekend, slight chance of showers, 10% as well. We now say good morning to Mayor Terry Johnston, Mayor of the City of Key West. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing very well. Thank you. So a nice weekend. We had a busy week last week. Had a busy week throughout the Keys. Leadership Monroe, of course, happened this past weekend. Had Conch Republic Days wrapping up this past week. We were down at the bed races on Duval for most of Saturday. That'll, of course, raising funds for Sister Season Fund. But the Conch Republic, I didn't realize that you were actually the Prime Minister of the Conch Republic.
I am, and that's great responsibility, I'll tell you.
Well, it is. There's a lot of tradition and a lot of fun that happens with the Conch Republic. As I looked up in the skies and I was carrying things out of my office to get ready for the bed races for Saturday, I looked up in the sky and saw all kinds of rolls of toilet paper descending upon the Coast Guard. Just one of the many fun-filled activities that happened. And once again, as predicted, the Conch Republic did prevail over the Coast Guard. So,
yeah. Well, you know, Captain Ingram has to be very depressed this morning, because year after year he goes down in defeat. And we had last week, Michael, we had the officers from the USS Key West, which is a submarine that's being decommissioned. So they were here this past week and were able to join in the festivities, and they just had a ball. They just thought that this was the most fun community that they've ever been part of. And so we got a chance to have a reception for them on Thursday night, and of course the representatives from military affairs were here, and different individuals from the city, but it was so nice to sit down and talk to them, because the USS Key West has a lot of history here in our town. And so I believe it's in February or March that it is going to be decommissioned in Washington State.
Yes, it is. I've heard the call for people to go out and take part in that decommissioning ceremony. And as a quick aside, too, I would be interested to see a submarine battle between the Republic Naval Forces and, I guess the Navy at that point. But that would be, I don't know if we can take it that far. But anyway, we do have a commission meeting coming up for the city. That's coming up May 9th. So we have an idea of some of the items on that agenda.
We do. It's preliminary. Al sends us out a preliminary agenda to give us a chance to have, almost two full weeks to review the agenda and ask questions. There'll be more items that come through. Right now, they are working their way through the system, and they most of them need legal approval, so they're up with Ron Ramsing. But right now, we've got 28 agenda items on there. There's some important ones that I'd like to let your listeners know about. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, there are several items on there that have to do with impervious surface. They are text amendments for our land development regulations. And, your listeners may be saying, well, why is that important to me, impervious surface? That's because if your neighbor builds on too much of their property, can't control their water and their runoff, particularly for a large roof, that water has to go somewhere. And so it's either going to be retained on that property, or it's going to be shed off onto a neighbor's property, or come out into the street and increase our stormwater efforts. So it's a really important thing, particularly in Key West, where we are really built out, and you want to make sure that you're paying particular attention to the things that are going through the commission and the planning board, and to make sure that they are good for you as a neighbor, good for us as a community, and that you understand the full impacts of them. So please, pay attention to those. We also have a highly controversial item that's coming in front of us, which is some rezoning efforts over on Seminole. And I say controversial because we have had a good number of objections to that already. And it's our meeting is not until May 9th. It was an item that was postponed a number of times in front of the planning board, finally went through and was approved 5-2, and now is coming to us. But we will have, I'm sure, a very, very lively conversation on that one. And that really is regarding a neighborhood versus, a commercial property. So we will sit and we will certainly have a conversation about that. Commissioner Mary Lou Hoover is going to hand out holiday decorating awards. She had a special contest for North Roosevelt Boulevard over the holidays, encouraging everyone to decorate and make Key West look festive. So she's going to be handing out some awards. And also on the 9th, Vice Mayor Sam Kaufman is going to give us an update on the Lower Keys Medical Center Task Force and what they found out, what they've been talking about, some of those updates, because it's a topic that's on a lot of people's mind right now, is the future of the hospital and medical care in Key West. And then we're going to get a 2024 legislative update from FIRM, Fair Insurance Rates in Monroe. Mm-hmm. And I know most of your listeners, as well as all of us, are fighting high windstorm insurance rates. And several years ago, Michael, I was appointed to a task force up in Tallahassee to attempt to curb these prices. And I was able to get a 10% glide path, which meant that our rates could not increase more than 10% in any year. Well, since then, they have reversed that, and they have added on a percentage point every year. So You know, the next year it can be 11, the next year it can be 12, the next year it can be 13, all the way up to 15%. And they're just astronomical right now. So it's something we want to pay attention to. You know, we need to have a conversation about this. We need to get some relief in the Keys because, again, we're a donor site. We pay in far more than we've ever taken out in claims, and we need to have some recognition of that. And then we're going to have a six-month budget update by Christina Bravaldi, our director of finance, because we want to make sure that we're on track for our budget as we get ready to create our 2024-2025 budget.
Very good. Well, that's going to be a busy meeting, and I know that you always do promote a lot of transparency and a lot of interaction and input from the citizenry. So we certainly want people to heed that call to get informed and take part in a number of these very big decisions. Mayor Terry Johnson with us. City of Key West. Go ahead, Mayor.
I was just going to say, you know, so many things after they're completed, we hear from residents saying, I didn't know that was happening. You know, I didn't understand that item that was going through the agenda. And I think it is, you know, that's our job as elected officials is to make our public aware of the types of things that are moving through the system so that you can take a look at this and understand, does this impact me personally? You know, is it good for the city overall, or is it something that's going to reduce my quality of life here? So it's incumbent upon all seven of us to make sure that the community is aware of the items that are coming through the city commission.
Yes, indeed. So we have strategic planning coming up as well. Would you like to comment on that?
We do, and it's one of the most important things that we do, Michael. As you know, Elisa Levy did a wonderful strategic plan for us almost 4 years ago. It's a relatively short-term strategic plan. It's 3 years, but we have to be flexible. We have to change our priorities, you know, depending on what's happened in that year. So we are updating our priorities. Right now, just to remind your listeners, our number one priority, of course, is affordable housing. Our second one is the effects, you know, combating the effects of sea level rise and climate change. Our roads and streets are very, very important to us. You know, our public areas like parks and recreation are very important to us. So we want to keep our eye on those, make sure nothing has changed, has something moved up in the priority area. And this falls right in line with the referendum items that we will be having come out in November regarding bonding. Because, as you know, our items and the things that we've got to improve structurally and our infrastructure are very, very expensive. So we'd like to bring this out to the public, educate the public, and let everyone know why that we need to make these road improvements, sidewalk improvements, building improvements for the city of Key West.
Okay. Mayor Terry Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Indeed, those are also big topics, big investments, big decisions that we want people to be informed of and take part in providing input for those. The TDC meeting, that also has been in the news. The TDC changes potentially forthcoming, but there is a meeting coming up as well.
There is a meeting. It's tomorrow, and it's in Marathon, and it is at 10 o'clock. And one of the new changes that we have made, Michael, is that you can Zoom those meetings. So those meetings will be available. We'll be in the Marathon Government Center starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We normally go for a couple hours till noon. But if you'd like to see what the TDC does, please get online and join us. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have, any concerns that you have. And we would also like to welcome a new member. There's a couple changes on the TDC board. One of them is Bobby Mongelli, who will be joining us from Stock Island. And if you know anything about Bobby, you'll know that he has done incredible things for Stock Island. He's someone who thinks out of the box, isn't afraid to try something new, and we certainly welcome him to the TDC board tomorrow.
Very well. And you mentioned Mayor Al Childress, the city manager, and some of the things that he has been doing. But also, of course, he has already put the agenda together so we can take a good look at it 2 weeks prior to the commission meeting. He also has commission directives on an ongoing basis.
Yes. And what Al does, Michael, which is so wonderful for the commission, is he tracks every single request that a city commissioner or the mayor has during a city commission meeting. And then he has an after action meeting the day after our meeting. And these items stay on his list until they are complete. So since the first of the year, since Al joined us, the commission has asked for about 561 different items to be completed. And as of right now, 501 have been completed, which is, I would just tell you personally, Michael, it's such a refreshing change in the city of Key West. You know, so many times we would ask for something and then, you know, your next commission meeting, we would have another 45 items and that request would just get dropped until it came up again. And what happened to that? Well, we forgot to do that. So this is a system that is making us so much more effective and efficient, not only for the commission, but also for staff.
Well, Al certainly seems to be a detail-oriented kind of guy. So there's a lot of details getting covered and a lot of follow-up as well. So certainly that is appreciated. So, Mayor, I know you have a busy day. We're just about out of time with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, however?
Just have a good week in the wonderful city of Key West.
Yes, indeed. You do the same. Thank you again for all of your leadership and dedication. You have a wonderful week as well. And again, it is Mayor Terry Johnson, Mayor of the City of Key West, with us. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. It is 77 degrees, going to be a pretty good day, about 20% chance of a shower here and there. Otherwise, high of 82. No traffic tie-ups to speak of up and down the Keys as well. US 1 moving without incident at this point. It is 8:20 now. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Meet Mike Lester.
Talent is not going to be the right choice for every single person out there, right? Because everybody is different. We do well when our clients do well. We're literally sitting on the same side of the table with them. We're in this together.
Yeah.
When you do well, I'll do well. Once we have that understanding, then we can come up with a plan that's designed to help you be successful in retirement.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talent Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
The weather is warming up here in the beautiful Florida Keys, and it is the perfect time to make your dream of boat ownership come true. Save this spring with a boat or engine-only loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. We offer competitive rates, 110% financing available, terms up to 240 months, and there are no prepayment penalties. It's time to set sail with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate boat or engine-only loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Key West Surgical Group in Key West is dedicated to providing exceptional personalized health care for our patients. Our practice specializes in general and laparoscopic surgery, gastrointestinal endoscopy, and minimally invasive vein surgery for treatment of varicose spider veins. And now Key West Surgical Group offers tattoo removal with PicoSure Pro Laser. During the PicoSure Pro treatment, laser energy is delivered to the unwanted tattoo, targeting the ink and breaking it down into smaller particles. Those tiny particles are then eliminated through the body's natural process. PicoSure Pro Laser works effectively on multicolored tattoos, including blues and greens, hard to remove black ink, and stubborn previously treated tattoos. Best of all, PicoSure Pro laser treatments require fewer sessions than traditional laser options. If you're ready to lose that unwanted tattoo, visit KeyWestSurgicalGroup.com for more information or to schedule an appointment, or call 305-294-1041. Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, second floor in Key West. Exceptional health care close to home.
Hey Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, or at twofriends.com.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good morning to you. 77 degrees on our way to 82. A bit of a shower here or there, 20% chance of that, but otherwise should be not too bad. Julie McEnroe joins us again from Conch Republic Independence Celebration. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, so hopefully you're maybe a little more relaxed this morning instead of the past couple of weeks, because you had a lot on your plate, but we had a very, very successful Conch Republic Independence Celebration over the past 10 days, wrapping up yesterday.
We had the best ever. We really had so much support, and we can't even begin to thank all the volunteers, our sponsors, the military for helping us put it together. And the weather cooperated almost to the very end. Yesterday ended up being a little dicey, but our brawl on Duval on Saturday night was able to complete the final match, and that was exciting. The parade is always a lot of fun. And you were at the bed races, I understand, on Saturday.
Oh, yes, yes. We were there for the duration of that, benefiting Sister Season Fund, which is a terrific charity. And I wanted to also thank you and commend you for the charitable causes. We've talked about this before, but over $15,000 given to the Wesley House at the military muster. The kind of list goes on and on as far as it's not only a lot of fun, but it's fundraising for the benefit of the Conch Republic as well.
Absolutely. That's one of the basis of the events. And it's just great to be able to have locals and tourists be able to enjoy and just get the spirit of the Conch Republic. It's a heavy dose for 10 days, but it goes year round.
Yeah, it really does. Well, maybe we'll have just a couple of days for all the participants to nurse their hangover and they get ready for next year's already.
We already have the dates. It's always the last two full weekends of April, and next year it's going to be the 18th to the 27th.
Yes.
And we promise to have as much fun as this year and maybe even more.
Yeah, well, very well. And once again, the winning streak continues. The Conch Republic did prevail over the Coast Guard with a big victory celebration Saturday night. Lots of people were at the reenactment. Was that Friday night, I think it was. So, yeah, so nonetheless, a lot of people were there. A lot of people were there throughout all the events. As you said, a lot of sponsors who helped bring this and make this come together. The whole community, the whole Conch Republic really gets behind it. And I want to thank you for all of your hard work and everybody, all the officials of the Conch Republic for making this happen.
It's definitely a team that makes it happen, and we have a great one.
Yeah. We certainly do. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say or thank for, you know, all of their efforts here before we let you go?
Just really thank you to everyone that supported the festival. If you came in and participated, if you helped as a sponsor, as a volunteer, there were so many different aspects, and we were so fortunate that every event went off without any problems. Our records race is postponed. Obviously, that didn't happen yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
But that will be rescheduled, and so we'll let you know when. I believe it's next week, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, please do let us know. We'll make sure we get the word out. Also, conchrepublic.com online to keep informed as far as what other events will be coming up, especially for next year. Also, we want to encourage people to take part in all of the activities that are done for the well-being of the Conch Republic all year long, including the Conch Republic Marine Army, Brian Vest and his crew out there. Very actively.
Every Saturday they do an open cleanup, and you can also do a private trip with them during the week. They are awesome.
Yeah, they are. They have a new boat down at Stock Island now, too. So they're covering the Lower Keys and now very active in the Key West area. So they do a great job. So, yeah, and look for the Cuties in Action, too. They're out and about doing their thing. All of this you can find out more at conchrepublic.com. So, Julie McEnroe, all the best to you. Let's stay in touch. Keep us informed of the records event that will be rescheduled. And you reach out anytime you need us to do anything for the benefit of the Conch Republic. Long live the Conch Republic.
And long live each and every one of us. Thank you, Michael, so much.
Thank you, Julie. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right.
Julie McEnroe with us, Conch Republic Independence Celebration. Yes, indeed. Long live the Conch Republic, established in 1982 and still going very strong to this day. 827 now, Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. Good Morning Keys returns in a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center in Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
The IRS can ruin your life if you let them. Here are three things to look for when you need help with an IRS problem. First, hire someone local here in South Florida that you can talk to, the person who will be handling your case. Second, you want someone who specializes in solving IRS problems full time. Third, get attorney-client privilege and confidentiality. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner. I help individuals and businesses who owe money, are getting audited, or who have not filed all of their returns. By focusing exclusively on IRS problems, I know your rights and what the IRS can and cannot do. Call today for a free confidential consultation with me at 305-682-1118. Remember, the only sure thing about IRS problems is that they don't go away by themselves. So call me at 305-682-1118.
The Marathon Community Theater proudly presents Agatha Christie's most famous play, The Mousetrap. After a local woman is murdered, the guests and staff at Monkswell Manor find themselves stranded during a snowstorm. It soon becomes clear that the killer is among them, and the seven strangers grow increasingly suspicious of one another. A police detective arriving on skis interrogates the subjects, the newlyweds running the house, a spinster with a curious background, an architect who seems better equipped to be a chef, a retired army major, a strange little man who claims his car overturned in a drift, and a jurist who makes life miserable for everyone. When a second murder takes place, tensions and fears escalate. The Mousetrap opens May 2nd and runs every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. through May 18th with a 3 p.m. matinee Sunday, May 19th. Call 305-743-0994 for tickets or order them online at marathontheater.org. That's marathontheater.org. Brought to you in part by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council, the Florida Keys, and Key West.
AUC with Dr. B, the radio program that challenges viewpoints and information that you hear in the mainstream media every day. Dr. Bruce Boros is the owner and founder of Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys, and he brings his years of experience and training as a renowned cardiologist to the radio as he discusses a variety of topics and welcomes guests with perspectives that you won't hear elsewhere. If you have a question or comment for Dr. B, visit KeysNewsTalk.com and click on the link. AUC with Dr. B, Saturdays at 9 a.m., exclusively on Keys Talk 96.9, 1025, the talk of the Keys.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 1025.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 1025, the talk of the Keys. Good morning, 8:31 now, on our way to 82 degrees, about a 20% chance of a shower here, standing at 77, and checking the, checking traffic. Nothing major to report as far as incidents up and down US 1. Of course, keep in mind, school zone is still in effect, but just for another few weeks until they have their summer break. We do have some slowdowns, Big Coppet, Stock Island, and Almirada in particular, the construction zones there. So keep that in mind. 8:32 now. And it's time to talk to Christine Todd Young with Middle Keys Habitat for Humanity. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, so thanks for being here. It is, it's hard to believe. May 1st is just around the corner, which also means the 18th annual Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament is just around the corner as well. Starts up May 10th, and let's talk about that.
Absolutely. I love to. It is the best thing ever. It's fishing for a cause. So 18th year. So we've been doing this a while. We have a great amount of anglers that come out, seasoned anglers and new anglers. That's the beauty of this tournament, not only that, it's benefiting Habitat for Humanity of the Middle Keys to help us build more affordable home ownership, but it's a great tournament for first timers and families. It's the fishing is one day. So May 10th, when we start off, it's at the captain's meeting at 5 o'clock at the Island Restaurant in Marathon. And then the fishing is Saturday, May 11th. And anglers can fish all up and down anywhere from the Keys they can launch. They just have to weigh in Marathon at Curly's Coffee. And that same day, Saturday, the 11th. And then we have the awards banquet that evening and give out all the awards to the anglers that joined us. And it's an angler tournament. And I like to say that because a lot of tournaments are boat tournaments. This is an angler tournament. So, you know, if you know, mom and pop want to just go out fishing and it's just the two of them, it's great because it's just two anglers fishing for a cause.
Indeed. And I do see there's four categories. You emphasize that it's really open for everybody, but four categories for prizes: professional, weekend warrior, ladies, and junior angler as well.
Absolutely. Yes, we like to have everybody involved and everybody gets to win in their category. And that's the juniors, 16 and under, of course, and ladies as ladies. Weekend warriors are anyone who doesn't fish professionally or, you know, if they make their living on the water, they would have to be in the pro. But so we have a heavy weekend warrior ladies, juniors. We always have a nice showing with a lot of our young anglers, their first tournaments, many of them, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the 18th annual Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament in Marathon, it benefits Habitat for Humanity of the Middle Keys. Your presenting sponsor, Lichty Marine of Marathon, the Keys Suzuki Marine dealer, number one Suzuki repower dealer for the Florida Keys. So they've really stepped up. They've been getting very involved in Marathon since they've come to town, but they are the presenting sponsor making this happen.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, and for more information, Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep, indeed. You can go. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, or call me, 305-797-5779.
Yeah, it looks like, so your website, habitatmiddlekeys.org, you can click on the, click right through to the Dolphin Tournament information, and you can register online until Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m., is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so registration fee, donation paid by May 10th. To be officially registered, but you can click right there to register. And, of course, it looks like Tourist Development Council, of course, helping bring this together. So all benefits the Habitat for Humanity of the Middle Keys 18th Annual Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament presented by Lichty Marine of Marathon. So let's talk about where these funds go and what it helps to accomplish in the Middle Keys.
Oh, that is the best part. Yes. And actually, yesterday, we did the dedication of what's called Bell Haven, our largest home development to date in the history of our organization. 8 new homes in Marathon with 8 new wonderful owners. So that's all of the money that we raise through. This is our largest fundraiser every year. All of the money is used directly towards the building costs of all the homes that we build. We've just finished Bell Haven. We're visualizing our next build. We're hoping to do another large one because it's, again, everybody knows how necessary and how vital it is to the sustainability of our community. So that is what the money, so all the donations, with all the registration fees, everything that we collect is a donation towards building these homes. So everybody actually helped contribute over the last couple of years to Bell Haven.
Oops. Christine's still with us. We dropped out for just a minute. You still there?
Oh, I am.
You are right back. Yeah. Welcome to the Keys with cell phones. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of the donations are directly towards the build of all of our homes. So it's absolutely vital to keeping the cost something that we can continue the mission.
Yeah. Well, it's Habitat for
Humanity of the Middle Keys, very apparent.
And a very, well, Oh, and I'm getting a little bit of echo here now. There we go. So 1991, Florida Keys, the Habitat for Humanity of Middle Keys, established in 1991. I will note 49 homes created, and that probably will be updated very soon. 136 repairs, 740 individuals served. So the Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament, those funds will go help continue that wonderful work of Habitat of the Middle Keys.
Yes, thank you so much, Michael. I don't know if you can still hear me. My phone's doing something weird, but very thankful for Keys Talk and allowing us to get on air and let everybody know about the Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament. And we hope to see everybody there.
Yes, we will talk very soon, and we'll continue to make arrangements and preparations. We'll be there on site as well both days. Looking forward to that greatly. Christine Todd Young with Middle Keys Habitat for Humanity talking about Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament. Go to HabitatMiddleKeys.org. That's HabitatMiddleKeys.org. Click on there to get registered for the Mother's Day Dolphin Tournament. It is presented by Lichty Marine of Marathon, the Florida Keys number one Suzuki Repower dealer. So we will talk to you again, Christine, very soon, and looking forward to the big tournament on Mother's Day weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks. We are too. Yes. Have a great day.
You do the same. Christine Todd Young, Middle Keys Habitat for Humanity, on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And just take you one more look at your traffic, because that, well, that can change at a moment's notice. Looking good. Still looking pretty good there. And also the weather forecast, also looking pretty good, about a 10% chance of showers through the week, and the highs in the mid-80s, 20% chance of showers continuing today. But otherwise, it is looking like it's going to hold out quite nicely. 8:39 now is the time. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And Good Morning Keys will return in just a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
The IRS can ruin your life if you let them. Here are three things to look for when you need help with an IRS problem. First, hire someone local here in South Florida that you can talk to, the person who will be handling your case. Second, you want someone who specializes in solving IRS problems full-time. Third, get attorney-client privilege and confidentiality. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner. I help individuals and businesses who owe money, are getting audited, or who have not filed all of their returns. By focusing exclusively on IRS problems, I know your rights and what the IRS can and cannot do. Call today for a free confidential consultation with me at 305-682-1118. Remember, the only sure thing about IRS problems is that they don't go away by themselves. So call me at 305-682-1118.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And we are starting to hear some rumblings about Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis starting to make some amends. Well, here's a story that says details are emerging from Sunday's meeting in Miami of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the latest sign of rapprochement between the two after DeSantis withdrew from the presidential race in January after the Iowa caucuses. A key Trump advisor who helped the governor get elected in 2018 characterized the meeting as friendly and substantive, with DeSantis offering assistance on the road to November. Quote, the meeting was fine, went long, ended with a handshake. They discussed the full range of policy issues and politics, too. Ron's role in the campaign is yet to be determined. Okay, we'll wait to hear what that is. But he was clear that he wanted to help in every way that he could. That is, end quote. DeSantis endorsed Trump when he announced his exit from the presidential race, but hasn't avoided tweaking the former president, including a recent call to reporters to ask Trump what he thinks about the state's abortion law, which Trump criticized when DeSantis was still opponent. Meanwhile, polling has shown DeSantis topping preferences as Trump's running mate, despite DeSantis repeatedly ruling out being the former president's ticket's mate. Quote, would you take it if I offered it to you? I don't think it would be good. I would be good at it. And I think I'm probably, you know, more valuable doing other things, end quote, he said during an OutKick interview last year, noting that, quote, doing number two just doesn't appeal to him. DeSantis pushed back against a CFO Jimmy Patronis-backed proposal to provide up to $5 million for a fund that gives public money to qualified statewide candidates to Florida resident who is, quote, subject to political discrimination to pay for legal fees, leading to the legislation being withdrawn soon after it was filed. So we will continue to watch that. There had been early rumors about DeSantis being a running mate. Now it seems like, he's had previously ruled it out. Now he's making amends, so we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Governor DeSantis on Friday also signed 28 bills, including a measure requiring disclaimers on certain political ads created using artificial intelligence, and a bill about regulation of vape products. The disclaimer bill, HB 919, will require political ads that contain, quote, images, video, audio, graphics, or other digital content, end quote, created by artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. A separate bill, SB 1680, made that, signed Friday, would establish an advisory council, Department of Management and Services, to advise legislature on new technologies, including artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, DeSantis signed a bill that targets vape products geared towards children, setting up a process for Attorney General Ashley Moody to go after illegal electronic manufacturers of cigarettes and sellers. The bill focused on single-use electronic cigarettes and will allow Moody's office to set up a registry of products deemed off-limits after administrative process. Another measure, HB 461, will allow women to be excused from jury duty if they've given birth within 6 months of jury reporting date. The bills passed during legislative session that ended March 8th. It's 8:46 now, Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good Morning Keys is back in a moment.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the Keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers. With financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time.
Hello, I'm Renee. My husband Steve and I own Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West. We are a custom marine upholstery shop that recovers any type of cushion, even those luxury captain's chairs. We make biminis, sunshades, awnings, and those specialized tiki walls. Wow, even hard glass enclosures, any color or fabric you desire. We can complete your project to match your look. Removing, reinstalling, or just picking up items, not a problem for Caribbean Marine Canvas, a truly custom shop who cares about you and your ideas. I will personally guarantee your satisfaction, and I mean that. We have expert craftsmen who pay attention to extreme detail. All of us here at Caribbean Marine Canvas want you to be happy. I will come to you to truly understand your project, and I'll be on time every time. Visit our website, CaribbeanMarineCanvas.com, or stop by and say hello on Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina, Key West. Phone 305-432-6542. That's 305-432-6542.
HealthCare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at HealthCare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Want to hear something about life jackets? Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information, go to myfwc.com. A message from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And let's see here. We may have a call coming in here. Actually, I believe I'm still on speakerphone. Okay, there we go. So just trying to get through to the sheriff. He's apparently tied up currently, but we'll try him back in another couple of minutes. So there is another story out of Tallahassee reporting what we are starting to see here. Homelessness rampant in Florida and is growing. So this story here coming out saying homelessness is rampant across the state and the nation. Service providers say they're seeing greater numbers of those in need. Florida, with its warm weather, has the third highest number of unhoused people in the United States. Some are wondering if there's other reasons why people are coming here. On a single night, January 2023, there were nearly 31,000 homeless people in Florida. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Across the state, communities are preparing for a new Florida law that takes effect on October 1st. It prevents cities and counties from allowing people to sleep on public property. In Tallahassee, social services organizations like the Kearney Center Shelter are already seeing an influx of new clients that are facing the stark reality that more will be coming. Sonia Wilson is the executive director of the center, which has seen an influx of people coming from out of state, is starting charging them $10 per night to stay there. Wilson is worried about the impact on the center's ability to care for people in its service area. So she says she's talking about people from New York, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Illinois, individuals that are literally coming here with clothes on their back, a bus ticket here on a Greyhound, and they're given directions to come directly to their center, said the director, Wilson. Those are all blue states. Rick Kearney, founder of the center and its board president, had said that he suspects political motivation. So let's check here. We've got an incoming call. And hello, Sheriff. Are you there now?
Yep. Sorry, I was stopped. The car was writing a ticket. So just a good time for you or not?
No, it is. Perfectly. Yeah, we're on the air right now. So we're going to get you right in there. And you are certainly your duties do come first, but we appreciate you visiting with us here for a few minutes. So I hope all went well with that stop.
Well, it did for me, not so much for my guy I stopped, but that's okay.
Well, that's all right. He shouldn't have been doing what he was in the first place. So Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County, and good morning to you, sir. Busy weekend as well. Saw you out and about, as is typical. Leadership Monroe, you were taking part of those festivities on Saturday, and I know that your personnel were out in force, making sure that traffic was handled properly for the powerboat races as well.
Yeah, Mike, good morning to you, your listeners. Definitely a very busy weekend for the Sheriff's Office, especially in the Marathon area. Like you said, Leadership Monroe, big event. I'm a graduate of Class 18, and we support that as a really great initiative countywide. A lot of stuff happening there. I saw you there as well, so good to see you, my friend. And then, obviously, we just talked about the powerboat races. Boy, that's a big event. That's a lot of work for the Sheriff's Office, because we've got to deal with traffic around the north end of the city, San Pablo, traffic at the airport, traffic at the launching recovery locations, trying to keep it safe and orderly on land. Also, we have on the water several patrol boats help aiding, assisting. So it's all hands on deck, a lot of detail officers involved to make sure that this is a smooth, safe event. And went off well. It was a rough weekend, so not a lot of spectators on the water. I'm understanding there's no boat crashes during the actual races. I think Saturday one boat did crash during practice round, flipped over. But some beautiful boats out there. Everybody had a chance to see these boats. They're very, very impressive. But, Mike, every weekend the Sheriff's Office has something going on, to some type of a special event detail or something coordinated. We have to bring out extra staff and make sure these events go smooth, they're safe, they're secure for our locals and our visitors.
Yeah, well, most certainly. And again, it's a big coordinated effort. Anytime any of these events come off in the Florida Keys, of which there are many, the Sheriff's Office is certainly there making sure that they are done safely and orderly as well. So Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County. And we started even before the weekend with a traffic stop. Here we go again to talk about what traffic stops could possibly lead to. You and one of your officers stopped a gentleman from Homestead, but found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and also an AK-47, which is certainly not good news there.
No, this is scary. You know, not many people have AK-47, especially in their vehicles. It's unusual. Homestead man, we did stop, who was a suspect in a hit-and-run case on the 18-mile stretch on the Dade County side. We stopped the vehicle for our friends in FHP who were investigating that crash, and we did go out with this vehicle. When we arrived with the vehicle, we did smell the signs of marijuana. No medical marijuana car was involved, giving us probable cause. We did find a digital scale, signs of drug dealing, packaging, a glass charge with residue, different related stuff, some related drugs. Also, what you just mentioned, we did find an AK-47, a very unusual weapon for a motorist to be driving through the Keys. So that's a heightened sense of alert and concern about why do they have that gun. And it highlights the safety concerns for police officers. When we think we're stopping a car who's just been involved in a hit and run, we think it's a traffic violation, but it turns to drugs and an assault rifle.
Yeah. Well, last week, Sheriff, we were talking, you and I, about the fact that there weren't any real drug cases in the news that week. But this past week, we made up for it. We had that marijuana charge that you just mentioned with arms as well. We also had a woman arrested for cocaine and other drug-related charges. A woman from Marathon was stopped in her Cadillac sedan on US 1 last Thursday or Wednesday. But, yeah, another drug case there.
Yeah, another traffic stop, you know, stop for traffic violations during the course of traffic violations. You know, other things that evolve out of this, that did evolve to cocaine and pills and marijuana and a variety of different stuff, drug-related. This was a Marathon resident, as you indicated. So it indicates clearly the need to continue to do traffic enforcement to keep our roads safe and secure, but also to derive other stuff out of it. You know, it's just not uncommon. You never know. Just this morning, as I was late to get on your show, I stopped a car for passing a no-passing zone, you know, and winds up the driver's got a suspended license. So when they don't have a suspended license, they don't have valid insurance. So if they get in a crash, there's no insurance involved. So just you just never know. And we see so much that comes out of these traffic stops, whether it be guns, drugs, or other related stuff that people shouldn't be driving. You know, we have to keep our roadways safe. By keeping our roadways safe, we keep our citizens and visitors safe.
Yeah, Yeah, indeed. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County. Been a busy week, a busy morning as well. Busy start to your week, sir. Also, speaking of drugs, a marijuana bale was found. We often have participation and cooperation with the public in helping the sheriff's office combat crime. 14.4 pounds of marijuana found Boca Chica Road on Monday.
Yeah, this keeps the Keys alive in the minds of people about drug smuggling and and this the nostalgia. It's interesting to see when we get calls about cocaine or marijuana or stuff that float ashore or found in people's canals or offshore fishing. We're always thankful for the citizens who do the right thing and call us and get these property, this drugs out of the environment, and we can turn them over for destruction. But, it's interesting. We always wonder how many people do not call it in and do not turn the drugs over. You know, that's a number which is hard to really ever determine the percentage. We hope it's less than more, but there are plenty of people that try to do their own thing with these drugs. That was a case several years ago in a double murder in Upper Keys over drugs that were found offshore. And the sheriff's office 2 months ago arrested a male and female who were trying to sell a kilo of cocaine, which they had found, to an undercover police officer. So we still see people that try to get rich quick, but majority of people, I think, do the right thing. But it's always interesting, and citizens love to hear about these stories about bales and cocaines and stuff floating on beaches. And it's always a good story for the person who found it. 20 years from now, they'll still be talking about finding a bale of cocaine on a beach.
Yeah, well, and it can be a scary thing, too, but that folklore continues here. He's also... not to be outdone, we do have some battery cases. We had a woman who hit a known person by her over the head with a beer bottle. So that was up in Key Largo. That happened last week. Somebody from out of town, things got escalated, as we say, much beyond where they should have been. And we also had, arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer in Key Largo as well.
Yeah, the first one was a Caribbean club, so obviously late night drinking at a bar, bad things happen, especially if you can't control your alcohol. This was a domestic-related situation. I think about a 55-year-old woman involved with a 66-year-old male got in some argument. She took a beer bottle, smashed him over the head with a beer bottle, and remained violent and going crazy. We got called. When we showed up there, we had the victim, the 66-year-old male who was struck over the head, who was severely bleeding from a head trauma, was having to physically hold down the suspect who was going crazy and violent. After interviewing witnesses, talking to both the suspect and witness and the victim in this case, looking at the signs of the injuries, it was pretty clear, consistent, that she was the aggressor, that she attacked this individual. So she was charged with felony battery because the person's over 65, also an aggravated battery using a weapon to strike him in the head. So several factors, appears to be domestic related, that she's going to be in jail on enhanced felony charges. So again, we always say, go out and have a good time, but if you can't control your alcohol, don't drink or know how many you can drink before you lose your faculties and do dumb stuff.
Yep, exactly. And then another guy, he's from Homestead as well. He was in Key Largo, and he ended up resisting and pushing deputies when they were trying to put him into a patrol vehicle after he was accused of attacking another female. Once again, deputies putting themselves in harm's way.
Yeah, this appears to be a domestic-related case. We got multiple calls about a male who was attacking a woman. Several people called saying that he was throwing her down to the ground. We got on scene, we got everybody separated. The female was not compliant. She was not cooperating with officers. She denied anything happened, but yet we saw her dirty, disheveled, grass stains, dirt, dust all over, consistent of being thrown on the ground. We had three independent witnesses on scene who all verified what took place, and that did take place. We went to arrest the male for the battery charge. So he's looking at a misdemeanor battery, but once we tried to arrest him and moving him, he started getting, again, violent with us now, kicking, pulling, shoving, trying to fight us, putting him back in a patrol car. So all he does is enhance his problems. He goes from a misdemeanor battery to felony charges, for, attacking police officers, battery, law enforcement, resisting arrest with violence charges. So he makes his situation worse. Nobody wants to get arrested, but don't make your situation worse. You can deal with it. You continue to dig the hole, dig yourself deeper. It's harder to get out of that hole.
Yeah. And one final note here, Sheriff, it was a busy week last week, starting with the prior week. I don't think we talked about this previously, but a Homestead, Florida woman working at McDonald's got herself into trouble by snatching a cell phone that people in the car were using to record her. Sounds like that got to be an escalated situation as well. And unfortunately, the woman in the drive-thru will have to answer for some charges there.
You know, anger management is a really interesting thing to see people who act with emotion, not logic. You know, emotional thinking is always different from logical thinking. Her emotions got the best of her as she got into an altercation with several people in a car that were coming to the McDonald's drive-thru. 19-year-old female, who I'm told is the manager, is in the drive-thru, and in an escalating argument back and forth, war of words, the people in the car take out their cell phone and start audio videotaping her, which is legal. It's in a public open area, so you're allowed to record somebody in a public area where there's no expectation of privacy. Well, that just gets the girl at McDonald's, the worker, more aggravated and more yelling and screaming to the point in time she reaches in and snatches the phone. And while snatching, there's a struggle over the phone. She scratches the one female. Well, when you reach in and snatch that phone and grab that phone from somebody, that's technically by Florida statute consists of a robbery by snatching. So, you know, the people in the car called the sheriff's office. We got out there. We dealt with the situation. We talked to witnesses. We recovered the phone. Once we had the phone recovered, the victim in this case was able to get her password to get the phone open, activated, and replay the video that had been recording, which recorded the whole crime. It recorded the back and forth nonsense from both people. You know, both people should know better and just move on. But clearly it also showed the worker reaching out, snatching, grabbing the phone, and taking the phone away from the owner, depriving her the right use or benefit thereof. So, you know, it's, again, look at the big picture. For every action is a reaction, and think with logic, not emotion, and you'll do good in life. You think with emotion and act with emotion, you're going to make wrong decisions, but you have lifelong repercussions.
Well, a lot of these cases could have been avoided if people had kept a cooler head, and that's another example of it. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County. Sheriff, I know you have a busy day. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered a lot, so I think we got most of it under control. Well, let's save some for next week. What do you think?
I think that's a good call there. So thank you, Sheriff. Thanks to all of these for your service and that of your entire department. Also want to say it was great to see you this past weekend. That also just was an example of all the extra things you do to support the community and the citizenry.